There's a specific yellow that belongs to things left to their own devices. I watched it spread across the leaves in slow, unstoppable slices of evidence about the gap between my thinking and my following through. The pot on the counter accumulating, it's quite an indictment of the you who passes it daily with a glass in hand and the thought in the mind, and somehow arrives at the couch without having taken the time to close the 6 feet between the faucet and the waiting soil. It's 6 feet. I meant to water the plant. I had the glass, I had the root mapped clean. I had the water in my hand and the plant in the space between the faucet and the couch, and I walked from one to the other without stopping in the middle, which is either the mother of all metaphors or just a particular physics of a man who loses the thread between the thought and the action plan. I meant to water the plant. I walk right past the thing. I meant to water the plant. I'm still meaning. It's not indifferent. I wanna be accurate about that. I think about the plant with specificity and fact. It needs water, it requires the basic maintenance of care. It's 6 feet from the faucet, I can see it from the chair. I think this fully, I commit to the thought and hold it clear. And then the thought completes and exits, and the television's here. And the moment of the watering has passed its window for the day. The plant is yellowing in increments. I meant to water it, I say.
I meant to water the plant. This is the fourth week and the
last week. The glass is right there, the plateau between the wanting to and the doing remains the terrain I can't seem to cover. I meant to water the plant again.